Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, episode 107.
Hello, my friends. On this and every episode of Sonatotum, we talk about making stuff, finding success as we each define it for ourselves, and staying healthy and sane in the process. It's been a stretch of time since the last episode, episode 106, back there in, I think, October of 2024. Question mark? It's the 15th? No. It's the 16th of January, 2025. Today is the day that David Lynch died. And that's kind of a whole thing for me. And it's prompting me to go ahead and create this episode that I've been thinking about, this whole direction that I've been thinking about gradually since the turn of the new year. Back in the last episode, I said that I was stepping back from the podcast, from podcasting, because of well, all the other shit that's going on in my life, and the amount of effort and energy and time that it takes to put together an episode of Sonatotum, and how that effort and energy and time is it has to be taken away from other things, other creative endeavors. And yet, I like podcasting. I like talking to you. I like imagining you. And I do. I imagine a particular person. It's not always the same person, but I'm always talking to someone when I do these episodes. And anyway, I have kind of felt the desire to come back to this. But I also still don't want it to be a big deal. I don't want it to be a production, literally, a production to create these episodes. I don't want any friction between wanting to record something and getting it out into the world. And so I thought to myself, self? Okay, sidebar. I have long kind of jokingly griped about writers who use the phrase, this character thought to themselves, I should do this or that or the other thing. We're always only thinking to ourselves unless we're telepathic. So writing or saying, I was thinking to myself, is redundant. It's like an ATM machine or a PIN number or, anyway, coming back around. I've been thinking, why does it have to be a big production? Why can't I just, like I have just now, open up the Koji, or maybe it's Kogi, app on my phone and start talking while I'm sitting here in the car waiting to see if any deliveries pop up for me to do? Why can't I just start talking? Why does there have to be a whole lot of editing? Why can't I just start talking? Download it. Maybe, put it through some processing so the volume is all the same level and whatnot. and throw it into the feed. Why can't I do that? What's wrong with that? I'll tell you, nothing's wrong with that. In fact, there's a long tradition of just a dude talking into a mic. And by dude, I mean dude or dudette, whatever, you know. I've been resubscribed to Dave Weiner's podcast recently. And that's exactly what he does. There's no like, hi, my name is Dave, and here we go. He just starts talking, turns on the mic and starts talking, and then says goodbye and stops talking for, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. And it's rambly and it's not always cohesive, but it's him and you're hearing him. You know, a long time, I'm going to call him a friend. We've only seen each other once in real life, meet space, whatever you want to call it. But he has been a stalwart supporter and a good guy, and he always reaches out every now and again. Harold Johnson. Harold used to have this amazing podcast called Something That Happened. And it was just him talking story. Dave Slusher has been doing Evil Genius Chronicles for 50,000 million years, at least as long as I've been podcasting, probably a little bit longer. And it's just, it's been a while since I've listened to it, but it's just, hey, here's what's going on in my life right now. And he's just this guy, you know? Why haven't I been doing this? Well, because, I mean, I do in a way. I've always tried to be transparent, vulnerable, and open on my podcasts, especially when it's just me talking to you. But there's always been bells and whistles, you know? And that, there's a place for that. I've got ideas for two other podcasts, one that would be new and the other that would be a resurrection of a show I used to do. And those would have bells and whistles, whistles and bells. But I need a venue where I can just talk to you. And so that got me thinking, well, that's not exactly Sauna Totem. Sauna Totem has a very specific mission. On Sauna Totem, I just said it, right, about 8 minutes ago, we talk about making stuff, finding success as we each define it for ourselves, and staying healthy and sane in the process. There's always on episodes of Sauna Totem, my goal, sometimes met, not always, is to present whatever I'm presenting with the idea that there be some sort of teaching moment, or at least some sort of teaching vibe, or something that the listener can take away from it, whether it's to follow my example or to learn from my example and my mistakes. I want to have a little more freedom. I want to maybe shift those potential lessons into the realm of empathy. If that makes sense. And so, let's call this episode 107 of Sauna Totem a transition episode. And let's call the new show, and I thought about this for a long time, and in fact, before I give you the new title, let me explain. If there's one constant driving thing in my life, And yeah, I can say my whole life. For as long as I can remember. It's that I make stuff. Sometimes more often, sometimes less often. Sometimes with reasonable levels of success, sometimes shouting into the void. But I've always made stuff. I've always created. It's the one thing that I can say about myself that is consistent and absolutely true. And so, it's what I call an aspect of my business. You know, sort of my overarching umbrella company is MWS Media. MWS being my initials, of course. And MWS Media is everything I do for clients. It's every book I put out. It's every record I put out. It's everything I do. It's what's on the bank account, right? But within that is MWS Media Creative Services. That's the freelance arm where I help other creators, mostly authors and podcasters. There's MWS Media, the publishing arm. MWS Media, the sound recording arm. And then there's Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, which is more sort of meant to be the personal artistic wing. I guess technically MWS Media, the emblem that appears on the spine of my books, and MWS Media, the sort of one-man record label, would be under the Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates umbrella. But, hi, Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. That's who I am and what I do. Whether it's for myself or for other people, I create. So why not pull away from tricky, fancy words, made-up words, I might add, like sonitotum for a podcast, which no one on reading it or hearing it could possibly connect it to what the show is actually about. It's terrible branding. Why not move away from that and just call the podcast Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates? It speaks true, and it's good branding, and it is broad spectrum enough that I could talk about anything. And that's what I want to do. I want to talk about anything with you. I love talking to you. And I don't want to feel like I have to talk about making stuff and finding success as we each defined it and staying healthy and sane in the process if I'm going to come up to this microphone, or in this case, this phone, period. So, Sonitotum is gradually going to transition to Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. This will be this episode that you're listening to now will be the last episode with the Sauna Totem brand. The next episode will be the first real episode of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. I will have it come out on this same feed and probably on its own feed. And then the episode after that will simply be Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. And I, you know, that might change. If it makes sense to keep everything on the same feed and just change the name, then I'm going to do that. Probably do that. I could just, you know, do some redirects and whatever. Might have to update some information at some of the podcasting directories, the aggregators. But it might make more sense than creating an entirely new feed. Because however many of you are left from October, I don't want to lose any of you. And it's a pain in the ass to when any time a podcaster says, "Hey, we're switching over to this other feed, so unsubscribe to this show and make sure you subscribe to this other show, even though it's the same show, really, because we're all the same people." You see what I'm saying? I don't want to make this difficult for you any more than I want podcasting to be difficult for me. So we'll see how this goes. For now, just stay subscribed to Sauna Totem, which is how you got this episode. And if you downloaded it directly from my website, then by all means, subscribe to Sauna Totem in the podcasting app of your preference. I want to talk about David Lynch. I want to talk about fucking Neil Gaiman. I want to talk about Ursula Le Guin. I want to talk about what I'm working on, what I'm thinking about, what I'm going through. I'm getting stuffed up as I talk to you because I'm sitting in my car. The LA firestorm is about 30 miles north of me, but the air quality is pretty terrible. And nobody likes to breathe in smoke, but I am actually allergic to smoke. So, yeah, sniffy as I continue here. Anyway, this is how it's going to be. Right now, I'm not even in the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media. I'm in the car, and I'm holding my phone not too far from my face, talking into one of my favorite little audio capture apps for the Android ecosystem, Kogi, C-O-G-I, I believe it is. I use it mostly for recording song fragments when they come to me. But why not also record these podcast episodes now and again? The where and the how shouldn't matter as much as the what. I want it to be all what. All right. That's what's coming up. Stay subscribed. I can't say how long it'll be before the next episode. There is, like I mentioned, a little bit of infrastructure work to do. But stay subscribed. And I'll talk to you soon. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.